Hello, 大家好，你正在收听潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about money and saving it.
Oh, money I like, but what I like even more is saving it.
Yes, you don't want to waste your money, right?
对，我觉得我从小就是一个现在说非常保守型、谨慎型的一个投资者，一个就是父母给我的零花钱我都还会存。You know, I would actually save my pocket money, yeah.
That's awesome. Your allowance, right? I was definitely not like that. I spent it every week.
你是月光吗？
对，我是月光。小时候也是。I would always go try to buy like a comic book or something. I couldn't resist.Essentially, I was living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, 这个 paycheck to paycheck salary 是吧？但是呢，你今天拿到的 salary 然后用完了，就要等下一个 paycheck， 所以就是咱们中文说的月光。
Yeah, basically, you can't live unless you get that paycheck, right? So you're living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. Every time you get it, you gotta use it all.
对，这个感觉很不安全嘛，是吧？
对 ,it's not a nice way to live, I think.
但有的时候也没办法，因为现在生活成本、生活压力越来越大，越来越高。
Yeah, I would say most people aren't really choosing to live this way and wasting tons of money. A lot of the time, it's just because life is getting too expensive.
没错，没错。Across the board, 是吧？好，那今天呢，我们就要来讲讲 It's very important to try to save even as little as we can. 就经常说，哎呀，一天少买一杯咖啡，少买一杯珍珠奶茶。其实这个日积月累下来，你也存了不少钱。
Yeah, that's true. Things might be getting more expensive, but you can always save a little bit of money, right? If you, you know, cut out that coffee, like you said.
Squeeze it out of, 我们说从就总能挤出来的。
That's right, yeah.
其实英语里面说到这个存钱啊，都是一些非常简单，我相信大家都明白，都懂的一些单词。Of course, the first to start with is...
To save, just the verb itself, to save money.
OK, 这个 save 是 V, 啊 S-A-V-E, 那个 F 呢是安全的意思。If you save, hopefully you will feel safer.
Yeah, you would hope so, that's the point, right? It's all about spending less money and keeping more money aside.
对,那讲到这个 save, 它就是一个很 general 的,就是说你要少花一点钱,要存钱,是吧?
Yeah, it just means that you are intentionally making sure that you don't spend all of your money.
Okay, 那我们来举几个例子。
All right, I can't live paycheck to paycheck anymore. I need to start saving.
Oh, or I try to save at least 20% of my monthly salary.
Yeah, you can save an amount of something, right?
对, because it's wise to save as we earn.
That's right. If you don't earn, you can't save, so you might as well try to save as you earn, right?
As long as you have a paycheck, 还有工资的时候啊、try to save a little bit. 好，那 save 很容易理解，这个用法也是比较简单的。What about this next one? 它是一个短语。
Yeah, we have two words here together, and we say to save up.
那这个 to save up 和 to save 有什么区别吗？
Saving is just the general idea of putting your money away and getting more of it. But to save up, you have some goal in mind. You're saving up for something, to either do something or buy something.
Oh, 所以这个短语 to save up, 经常就是说是有一个目的，会有一个什么 specific purpose, 是吧？
Yeah, exactly. And that could be anything. For example, I'm saving up for a new car.
要买车，所以要存点钱，或者很 common 的一个 ，people save up to get married, you know, to start a family.
Yeah, exactly. You could say we're saving up for our wedding, or you could also be saving up to buy a home, which you often do when you get married. Not always.
是是，而且现在这个都不是 to buy a home. You need to save up to just put down the down payment.
Yeah, you're not really buying the house usually, right? You're getting out a loan and you need money for that down payment.
是，所以我们这里看到 to save up 后面可以跟 for something, 就是一个名词对吧 ?For a new car, for the wedding, or even for a holiday. 但是呢也可以跟 to save up to do something.
Yeah, you could save up to go traveling, right?
对对没错。 如果你存下来的这笔钱啊 after saving, saving up, 这个名词叫做
savings.
Savings, 就是你的储蓄。通常我们看到这个词都是 plural, 都是复数形式是吗？
Yeah, I think it's because if you've only saved up $1, right, then that's not, maybe that's your saving, but savings here, right, hopefully is implying that there's more than one of whatever you're saving.
Right, right. 国外这银行啊，他们也是什么储蓄账户，什么 savings account.
That's right. You'll have your checking account, which is for your normal expenses, your everyday expenses, and then you have your savings account where you put away all that money.
对，就活期和定期的啊。好的，那接下来呢，我们要看几组就非常像的，也是动词短语，然后他们都有这个把钱放起来，放在旁边，存起来的意思。
Yeah, our first one here is aside, right? So the idea is that you're actually taking some of this money, you can imagine like gold coins, right? And you're putting it to the side, you're putting it somewhere else.
You can imagine gold coins, 金币。
对, because these days it's just numbers on a computer, right? But if you could have actual gold or cash, right, you could physically put it aside, put it somewhere else so you don't spend it.
Okay, 所以你刚刚讲了两个很像的短语，一个是 to set aside, 还有一个是 to put aside. 那意思都是一样，就是你每个月whatever you make, you earn every month, you don't spend it all. 你要把它放在一边，放起来，存起来，对吧？这个 aside 是一个是单词啊，这个 aside 连在一起的意思就是放在一个安全的地方。
Yeah, it's not right in front of you, tempting you all the time, right?
对，所以我们还有一个很像的短语啊，叫做
put away.
Yeah, 这个都是 same meaning, you're not spending the money, you're saving it up. 但是这个 put away 和前面的两个稍稍有些区别是吗？
Yeah, to put something away definitely gives you this more long-term feeling, like it's away, it's definitely not nearby.
就是说 put away 是你存钱就是未来，而且是比较长期的这个长线的一个未来的用途，是吧？比如说什么退休啊，或者现在小孩还很小 ，but you are already putting money away for their university education.
Exactly. Like, let's say right after your child is born, you start putting a little bit of money away towards their education.
OK. 所以我们现在就要讲讲。所有的这些储蓄，所有的这些存钱，他们的目的，他们的用途啊，刚刚已经讲了教育呀、养老啊这些，然后在英语里面有一些比较固定的说法。
That's right. And our first one here is college fund.
So college, 美语里面它就是 university, 就是大学哈。So when we're talking about a college fund, 这个是因为有些那个国家的政府会有一个什么 fund, 对吧 ?parents 也在银行存钱，但是是存到这个国家的这个教育基金，然后等孩子，就加拿大就是嘛，等他18岁的时候可以拿，然后每年的利息是固定的。
That's right. It's like a savings account, but specifically for one purpose, right? And you can have all these other incentives to make that a better investment.
但这个不一定是什么政府提供的一个 college fund, 这可以是一个家庭的 your private, your personal 的。
Yeah, you could also just call what you're putting away for your kids' education their college fund and have it be nothing to do with the banks.
Right, right, 你自己来对吧，总之重要的是它是 for their education.
That's right.
好，那养老呢？
We'd call that your retirement fund.
So same idea, 很多国家都会有国家的这种养老金对吧，但是我们个人的存款我们想存一点以后养老， we can also call that our own retirement fund.
Yeah, that's right. Just like with a college fund, it doesn't have to be the official, you know, government kind of retirement fund. You can just have money aside for retiring.
所以这里词性很重要啊。We don't call it a retire fund or retiring fund. 我们要用名词。
That's right. You use the noun. You're talking about that phase or that stage in your life of retirement.
Retirement fund. Okay. 那还有啊，就是很 general, 以备不时之需嘛。
Yeah, this one is definitely more casual, right? A rainy day fund.
rainy day, 下雨天。这个也很形象啊，因为总是有晴有雨嘛。当然你不知道哪一天可能工作有些变动，或者啊生病啦，或者什么，是吧？ So rainy days.
Yeah, rainy days here are kind of referring to emergencies, right? Or unexpected expenses.
啊，对对对，就出了一些状况啊。So, a rainy day fund, 以备不时之需。好，那除了用下雨天来比喻，英文里面还用鸟窝和和鸟蛋来比喻，是吗？
Yeah, this one's a very colorful metaphor, right? But it's a nest egg.
Okay, nest 就是窝，鸟窝 ,egg 当然就是一个蛋。So what does this mean?
This just means general savings. So you don't know what you're going to spend it on. You don't know what it's for, but it's good to have this nest egg. This is set aside money for something in the future.
所以有的时候你会听到有人讲 it's my nest egg, 就这笔钱对吧是我的就是防身的。
And it's money you don't want to touch, right? You're kind of giving it a name to say, like, it's not just my savings, it's like a specific amount of money that I want to grow for my future if I need it, if I really need it.
对对对对对，托底的，就中文说，就最重要的，好像 the most essential 那种感觉哈。
对，for things related to life, right? You think of an egg and a nest, it just feels like it's really important.
对对对，so you can say to build a nest egg, 是吧？要建立一个。
Yeah, it sounds like something you're putting effort into, right?
是，也可以讲 to build some buffer, to build some financial buffer.
Yeah, some breathing room, right? Some buffer to maybe have a little space to have some unexpected expense or something that you didn't see coming.
对，就是要有一个缓冲啊。好，那我们今天节目最后呢，我们来讲讲，当然现在说到存钱哈 ，we need to save money, we need to save up， 也不是光存嘛，我们都希望它能有一点收益，有一些 return。So different 不同的投资选择。
That's right, different investments.
哎，那在中文里面除了说投资啊，我们也非常常用的一个词就是理财。But when I think of, you know, wealth management in English, 其实 wealth management 它就是有一个门槛嘛，对吧？
Yeah, if you said wealth management, I'm imagining quite a bit of money. You have to be wealthy to manage your wealth, right?
对，国外很多银行它也会有自己的理财部门嘛、mm. 然后通常它就会有一个叫做 threshold.
You have to be rich enough to get through the threshold, right?
Yeah, you have to have 比如什么50万美金啊或者什么的存款在里面，然后那个wealth management 人才来。就每个银行也不一样啦，有些银行 threshold 低一点，有些高一点啊。
If you don't have enough money, 不理你 the Thai, right? They don't care.
Ignore you and your wealth,
right.
是吧
?Wealth ignoring.
对，因为英文这个 wealth 就是中文我们说的财富，是它已经暗指了就是有一笔比较可观的。
Yeah, at the very least, it's a significant amount of money. You can do something with it, right?
对 ,you can use it to invest in something.
Exactly, like, you know, anything, stocks, a company.
ETFs 现在很多啊，这种开放式的指数基金。不过我还是想回到前面 ，we said to invest in something， 所以这里这个介词 preposition 非常重要。
Yeah, you are taking the money and you're putting it into this effort. You're investing in something.
对，因为中文我们会说投资股票、投资房产，对吧？不一定。都要用介词，可是在英语你不能直接说 Oh, I want to invest stocks.
Yeah, exactly. You have to say the in here.
对，还有什么 invest in bonds, notes, 这种债券啊什么。
哦，头大了。
越听越头大。
对。
好，反正对我来说了，我所有的银行给我做什么 risk evaluation,这个风险评估，然后最后出来我的 risk profile 风险概况，我都是那个最不要风险的，我都是那个最保守谨慎的，
最 conservative, right?
Right. 所以在中文里面，我们用这个保守型啊，谨慎型。那英语对应的呢，就是 conservative。然后我就说，对 ，my goal, my biggest goal 就是我的本金一定要保住。
Yeah, you don't want to lose money, right? So we call that capital preservation.
对，就长线，我不想这个钱越变越少嘛，因为 high return 的也 high risk 啊，可能一开始 your initial investment 都没有了，对。
What's the point of investing if you're losing the money, right?
但是也要分配啦，对吧？要做配置 allocation。Anyways， 如果你是比较 conservative 保守型的，保本很重要啊。
Principal protected。
So principal 它在这里的意思就是你的本金，对吧 ？Initial money you put in。
Yeah, it's what you're starting with, right?
对 ，and that needs to be protected.
Hopefully.
对，如果银行说 principal protected， 它应该就是 principal protected 啊。
Nice.
But I could be wrong. 好，那除了那个保守型，还有一个 a little bit less 保守呢
？Mildly conservative.
If you just said less conservative, 它很笼统，很 vague， 而且也不太专业，听起来，对吧？所以我们这儿用 mildly。
Yeah, you don't want to hear the word less associated with anything when it comes to anything but with money, unless it's risk, I guess. But yeah, so here we're saying it's kind of conservative, right?
Mild 就是温和嘛，所以这里 to be mildly conservative, 有一点点保守，没有我那么保守啊。有一些人是很好的啊, they can strike the balance.
Yeah, moderate.
Moderate, 平衡型的。
Yeah, maybe you're taking some risks here or there. You can handle losing a little money. But overall, you want to make sure you're not doing anything too crazy.
Okay. 好,那接下来呢, we move on to 比较进取型的。
Yeah, now we're moving up and we're talking about being mildly aggressive.
Okay, so we use the same adverb, mildly, 来 indicate 这个程度啊,就有一点点。那这种是有一点点的 aggressive, 就比较激进啦。但是如果你是 mildly aggressive, 就你还没那么激进,是吧?
Yeah, that's right. You're not moderate, so you're willing to take even more risks, but you're still only mildly aggressive. You're only a little bit aggressive.
对，所以在中文我们通常会用进取来形容这个类型的 investor 啊。那最后当然就是
aggressive， 最好玩的，
最好玩、最积极、最 risky 的 capital
interesting
principle 都没有了那种。
Yeah, that's like the casino, right? The casino is definitely aggressive gambling.
对，但这种都是就相对的，比如说高风险高回报嘛。
Yeah, you have a high risk.But you have a high return.
啊，所以这个还蛮容易记的，因为都是两个以 R 开头的单词，对吧 ？Risk 都知道啊 ，return。那么在投资的领域里面，它就是你的收益。And we have this 缩写英语 abbreviation.
We can just say ROI.
What's your return on investment?
That's right. So whenever somebody says to you, I'm investing in this thing or a stock or a company, you can ask them about their ROI, right? It's like, how much have you gotten back from that investment?
是是。好，反正我们讲了那么多 different investment products, options. 最后我觉得有一个还是最重要的啦。对我来说也是我自己比较能够掌控的就是 invest in myself.有没有
That's right. That's the healthy thing to do, right? You don't only have to invest in money. You can invest in yourself.
对啊，就是你 invest in yourself 也是花钱去可能 upskill, 多学一些东西啊，或者各种各样的渠道，但这个也很重要啦。And once again, 不要忘记那个介词 in. Invest in yourself, invest in your future, 是吧？
Yeah, I imagine invest in your future being like a university slogan or something, right?
对，但好像这听起来是那种比较不靠谱的在线大学。
Yeah, that's a kind of 模糊的 ROI, right? Your future, well, what's my future going to be, right?
没有，因为我觉得常春藤的学校或者什么北大清华从来好像不会说 invest in your future, 因为他们的 education 是更加高一个等级, you know, 很神圣的那种。
Yeah, maybe the ones that just are trying to get as much money from their students as possible.
Maybe. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。If you guys are comfortable sharing, 大家有什么比较好的就是 saving tips, 存钱，你要怎么样 set up 这个习惯，这个规律，对吧？逼着自己存一点，存一点。
Yeah, how do you become someone that needs a wealth manager in the first place? Give us your tips.
怎么能很自律的啊？就说我就少喝咖啡，少喝奶茶。I will save that money. I will put it aside, set it aside, and I will invest very smartly. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。我们留言专区见。
All right, see you next time.